My only hope must be in Jesus, for cleansing by his precious blood. My faith must build upon his promise, whose truth all trial has withstood. There is no other Savior given, no other hope beyond the grave, no other name in earth or heaven. My guilty dying soul to save, my only hope must be in Jesus, no other friend of love divine, no other sacrifice beside him, who made such great salvation mine. There is no other Savior given, no other
looking into the book of Proverbs these days. This is a brand new study. I've never given it before, and I'm finding it not too easy, because I'm finding, first of all, so much in it, and then some of the words are not always understood easily. And so I want you to pray with me that God may give us that wisdom that we desire and need, that understanding, that instruction, plus that he may also give it to each one of you, as you receive it from him. Shall we pray? Our Father, this is thy word, and thy word is sure. Thy word is powerful. Thy word is meat. Thy word is that, Lord, which leads and guides us along the way, gives us the knowledge that we need, and understanding and wisdom. And so we wait upon thee once again today to open our minds, our hearts, to receive thy glorious truth, we pray in Jesus' glorious name. Amen. Now, the book of Proverbs is a collection of sayings and of divine wisdom applied to the earthly condition of his people. In the first few verses, we note he gives us the purpose of the book of Proverbs, and in doing so, he uses a lot of words. They seem to be somewhat the same, and yet they have different shades of meaning, and yet they're all pointing eventually to that one thing that he is really trying to drive home, and that is God's wisdom. So therefore, verse 2, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, and to give subtlety to the simple, and to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom. In the second chapter, verse 6, he says, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of the mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. And then once again, in the 9th chapter and 10th verse, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Now we'll note two words constantly being used together, sometimes referring to saying one and referring to the other at the same time. And these are sort of a twin words. I call them twin sisters. And that is the word knowledge and wisdom. Now, wisdom is built upon the foundation of knowledge. This is important for us to know. Know how to apply the principles of every day situations so that they will produce the best results, whether in life or in business, whatever it happens to be. Wisdom is the use of knowledge in a practical and successful way. Wisdom is to apply knowledge as it relates to everyday activity, and in its deeper meaning, of course, here in Proverbs, to spiritual activity. Now, knowledge is the basic truth to be known, whereas wisdom is the ability to put this truth, this knowledge, into action. Those are the important things. Now, you'll hear me say this over and over again. I had to say to myself many, many times what wisdom was, to just understand it. And so we'll go over that again and again. Now, we discussed with you the word wisdom yesterday, and today we want to take up another word, namely the word understanding. It is used in verse 2 and in chapter 2, verse 2, to know wisdom and instruction and to perceive the words of understanding. Then verse 2 of second chapter, so that thou incline thine ear to unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Now the word understanding means insight, just plain common sense. Also learning through unhappy experiences. Maybe there are other people's experiences, could be your own experiences too. It's the ability to look beyond what seems to be obvious, that which is clear, looking beyond that, and get to the heart, or to the core, to the center, to the gist of the particular matter. So that's what Proverbs is all about, trying to get down to the bottom, to the heart of things, not just this shallow thinking that we have so much of in our day. It is so easy to spend one's time with the periphery of the problem, but never really to get down to grips with the real situation. In Philippians, Ephesians, the third chapter, Paul was saying this, and this verse has been a very precious verse to me. The 18th verse of the third chapter, he says, that you may be able to comprehend. Now, that's what he's talking about here, to understand, to have common sense, that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. That's what he's talking about. That's what the Proverbs are for, to give us understanding which is beyond understanding. Is there such a thing? Well, you'll find out with God's word and God's knowledge, yes. We need to get to the very heart of the matter, of important moral and spiritual issues. Now, when I counsel people, I make it a point, we always have prayer to begin with, and I always make it a point to have a secret prayer for myself. I said, Lord, now give me the key to their problem. Then I ask them to tell their story, whatever it is. I said, now I'll just keep quiet, except I might inject a question here or there if something isn't clear. And I just say, now Lord, give me the key to their problem. And so then I listen. And I'll just give you a couple illustrations, because I want us to know that the book of Proverbs and the many Proverbs are here to help us. One day a man, a husband, brought his wife to Mrs. Epp and myself for counsel. She was under very, very deep depression. But she had been a woman, a soul winner, an ardent Christian, helping others, cheerful, giving, and doing things for others and so on. And now suddenly under very deep depression. And she wondered what it was all about. And after a few preliminary questions, I asked her to tell her story from before the depression started and to give me exactly when it started. And she told her story. And then she told how she that was invited by a very, very ardent friend of hers to attend a certain meeting with her. She said, lady, You have so much gifts. You do so many good things. But one thing you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And if you'll come with me to our church, we'll have a meeting there, and you'll be able to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When they were there, she was told, now when the invitation is given, just leave off all restraints, just open your heart wide, go forward, and receive whatever the Lord wants for you. She thought to herself, well, if the Lord has something for me, more than what I have, maybe I should go. And she went. And I interrupted there. I said, lady, is that where your depression started? She says, come to think of it, that's exactly where it started. And I says, I think I know what your problem is. Your problem is you threw your heart wide open without any restraint, and in this particular case of yours, the evil one got the hold of it, and he has come in to depress you. Now, what we will do is pray and resist the devil, and we will find, I believe, release from this depression. We did just that. God released her. I remember the next time I met her at the Bible conference, she said it was such a joy to be living for the Lord once more. Another incident, completely different, but I'm giving you these to show you what it means to try to understand, again, on the basis of praying and waiting. A pastor brought his wife. She was under very, very deep depression. I asked her for her story while I waited upon the Lord, and she told about an operation. I interrupted and I said, is that possibly where your depression started? And she says, come to think of it, that's exactly where it started. Well, it was a type of an operation of the removing of special hormone glands. I said, did the doctor give you any prescription, any medication in this case? She said, no, not whatsoever. I said, there, I believe, is your fault. I said, you've been thrown into a particular hormone shock of some kind. Would you mind if I called my Christian doctor and talked to him about it? And we did. I talked to him about it, and he was one of these kind, very easygoing. But when I told him what had happened and that the doctor had given her nothing whatsoever after that serious operation, he wanted to blow the top. I never saw her heard him like that. I said, can we send them over to you? And we send them over there. And she, of course, was taken care of. You see, there's a different situation. What I'm trying to say is, understanding is getting down to the nitty-gritty, to the heart, to the center of things. And God wants to give that. And that is what a part of the book of Proverbs is all about, to give us understanding. So he says in another place, to perceive the words of understanding. Literally, to discern the words of discernment, to distinguish, to discern the true from the false, the good from the bad. For this we need God-given wisdom through His Word and by the Holy Spirit, so that you will know what to do in any circumstance, also what not to do. Now, these Proverbs are here to help us in these matters. So, if we will just do what God says, we'll ask God for wisdom. Go to the Word of God. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask. Listen to James, the first chapter, verse 5. If any man of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So ask in faith, and God will give you that necessary understanding and instruction in wisdom. Then in verse 3 he says, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. To receive instruction in wisdom and understanding. Now we contrast to receive and to know. In verse 2, notice what he said. To know wisdom and instruction. To know the facts. Here he says, to receive the facts. Oh yes, there's a world of difference. One is to take hold of. It's real. He says in the second chapter of Proverbs, verse 6, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. But we have to take. Come unto the Lord and take wisdom. Ask for it, call for it, and receive it. That's what he says. Now, through the Proverbs and the Holy Spirit, God wants us to take or lay hold of wisdom. Now, just a hurried reading of the book of Proverbs will never do this. It's going to take time. Now, I like this idea that somebody has set forth that we should read it through once a month, a chapter a day. But even that is often way too much. We need to take time in one word, one phrase, one verse, one particular subject matter, and ponder it, meditate upon it, pray it in, believe it, apply it, act accordingly to His strength, in His strength. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Well, to just sort of summarize this for today, there's a difference between heart knowledge and head knowledge. This is just another way of saying it, to receive or to just know. Many can get the doctrine straight, but their ability to cope with the crises in everyday life has gone wrong, something wrong there. You see, there's a difference between head knowledge and heart knowledge. Therefore, receive true wisdom, that is, true understanding. Now, this is part of the purpose, then, of the Proverbs. The result, or the fruit, will be wonderful. First, he says it will be justice, which means righteousness, referring to our conduct, therefore right behavior. And so if we will receive knowledge, receive understanding, with the heart receive it, not just with the head, then he says it will have something to do with our living. And then he also says judgment, which means decision, discernment. Therefore, it is the ability to try the thing that differ, to see whether really we are understanding it and comprehending the truth. Let me personally paraphrase this verse for you once. Be understanding, just, and fair in everything you do. Therefore, continue to ponder, to meditate, and to pray in the wisdom revealed in the book of Proverbs. Now, I'll not have time to go into the next word, which we want to discuss with you, which is the word knowledge, which I call a sort of a twin word to the word wisdom, because it is used so many times interchangeable. As we've already seen it, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Another place that he says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, Heavenly Father, take these simple words and drive them home to our heart, not just to our head, that we may have deep understanding of Thy glorious, wonderful truth. To Thy honor and to Thy glory we pray. Amen.
More like Jesus is my prayer each morning. Source of strength and power, more like Him to live each passing moment, more like Him to live each day and now, more like Jesus is my heart's deep longing, more like Jesus through His blessed grace. Savior, face to face.
Now, next week, we will continue on our study in the book of Proverbs, and we trust that you will again be taking plenty of time to read very carefully the first number of verses of the first chapter of the book of Proverbs. Begin reading with the first verse, but read right on through, and I trust that the Lord will bless you as you do it and have your heart prepared. Now, many of you have not written for a while. May we hear from you? Here's our mailing address. Back to the Bible Broadcast, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68501. I leave with this word. A wise lover values not so much the gift of the lover as the love of the giver.
Oh.